Hey, it's Sailor Jay. Good evening. It's a wonderful Thursday evening. I'd like to talk to you about some iPhone apps and what I think are some really hot apps that people should have. So, starting off, the first one I think you should have is Photoshop, because it offers some extended functionality that you don't normally get straight away with your photo application. You get to do things such as crop and zoom and tint and turn things to black and white, and it's free from Adobe. Next one is Pandora. Pandora accesses the music genome and allows you to select your artist that you like and builds radio stations around that artist with regular top 40 or whatever, you know, music that's related to that particular artist or genre in that style. And you set up an account, log in, and it maintains all that information. So it's really a savvy app. So there we go. We got photos and music. Now the next thing is social networking. I think that you should definitely have Facebook or a Twitter account and do some Twittering. I think if you haven't experienced it, especially like Twitter, don't know what you're missing. You don't have to type, hey, I'm going to the bathroom, like people seem to think Twitter's about. Follow, you know, anything from the news and get breaking information and find out what's going on, such as if you follow the space program, great updates, finding out what's going on with launches and that sort of information, but also make some friends, good stuff, and keep up with your friends using Facebook or one of the various Twitter apps. I'm not going to recommend a Twitter app because I think that there's no one super hot Twitter app yet that beats them all. They're getting close. Okay, I think the next one is, I really think that you should have a news application. I don't care who you like, but I think some of the better ones are both the New York Times offers a great app, and so does USA Today. And the reason I think that they do is because they integrate with your social network so well. If you like an article you read, you click share and it integrates straight over to your Facebook account or your Twitter account. And that way, you know, it's community building. You know, you read something, you want to share it, easy to do. Okay, and finally, my fifth app that I really think you need to have is Flixster. By far, Flixster is really cool if you like movies, because if you're going to see a first-run movie, want to know what's coming up out on DVD, you're just thinking you want to rent something, Flixster gives you all that information right at your fingertips. Great app, but and more than that is, as a mobile device, let's say that I'm here in Central Florida and I happen to be in Orlando. I open up Flixster, I say, show me the movies next to where I'm at. Geolocates you, it figures out, hey, you're only 5 miles from a movie theater. And then it tells me what time the movies are playing and what is playing. Great stuff. You can even buy tickets through that app. I haven't done that, but at least it's a possibility. So I talked about five applications that I think are pretty killer. Photoshop, Pandora, social networking, so Facebook. And I talked about, talked about using USA Today, New York Times, talked about Flixster. One other thing, I want to add one more app, sixth app, and that's a instant messaging application like AOL, Yahoo Messenger, but particularly I think that Palingro, which is a hybrid that allows you to access multiple chat applications all at the same time, or chat platforms, is a good one that you should have. So with that, I'm going to leave it with talking about iPhone applications. You guys have a great afternoon or evening or morning, wherever you're at in the world, and we'll chat with you later.